Deuteronomy 33 and verse 1. This is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Then we'll go over to verse number 24, and let's read the blessing that was bestowed upon Asher, the tribe of Asher. And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable to the brethren, let him dip his foot in oil, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts, and Lord, minister, teach every one of us, dear God, a great and wonderful Bible principle which is going to be unfolded, Lord, and displayed, I believe, before each of us from the pulpit tonight. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to take it and tuck it away, dear God, somewhere, Lord, handy, somewhere where we can reach it in times of need. And Lord, if your Holy Spirit would please help us, dear Lord, to fasten it and then to bring it to our memory during those times in our life when we just need to understand the way that you work and the way that you dispense strength. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. I like how the Lord a lot of times marries the song service to the message. Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. How do we find the strength? We find it day by day. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I have no cause of worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. And then the special song, God will take care of you through every day or all the way. How does he do it? He does it through every day. The first verse of Deuteronomy chapter 33 introduces well its content. The chapter contains a blessing, actually many blessings. The bestower of this blessing is a man by the name, these blessings are, is a man by the name of Moses. This verse, if you look back at verse number 1, this verse gives his brief bio. What small bio, brief bio, but what a powerful bio. He was, here's what the Bible says, a man of God. I like that phrase. I've known men that have claimed to be a man of God, men of God who were not, and I've known men that have never mentioned the phrase who were. If time permitted, we could spend a month of Sundays verifying this description. I mean, just read about his life. Moses was God's man, a child spared by God, a young man who chose God's people over the pleasures of Egypt, then a middle-aged man who chose God from a burning bush. Moses was a miracle. Moses, yes, then became a murderer. Moses then was taught meekness on the backside of the desert, and then he became a master of Israel. Moses was and became a man of God. So Moses is the one that's dispensing the blessings. The recipient of the blessings is the 12 tribes of Israel. Each is named and each is blessed. If we took the time to go down through, I'll summarize who was mentioned and what they received when it came to blessings. Reuben was blessed with life and manliness. I wish America could be blessed again with manliness. Judah, blessed with the Lord's ear, with sufficient hands, and with the Lord's special protection. I like that blessing. Levi was blessed with the holy responsibilities of teaching the law and sacrificing to the Lord. The tribe of Levi, blessed people. Benjamin was blessed with military strength and divine covering, divine protection. Joseph was blessed with all of the bounty, all of the fullness of the earth. He was blessed through his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Zebulun was blessed with the spirit of praise and rejoicing in all their endeavors. And I thought, what a happy people, the people of Zebulun. Issachar was blessed with prosperity gained from the treasures, the Bible says, hid in the sand. How prophetic is that when you think of the Middle East? Gad was blessed with judgment and responsibility, a crowned head and wise judgments. Many wise judges came from the tribe of Gad. Dan was blessed with the heart of a lion, and Naphtali with favor and fullness. And then we find Asher. And we read his blessing in Deuteronomy chapter 33. Let's read it again, verse 24 and verse 25. And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. Let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Now, if we break this down, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 specific blessings within one. Let me summarize them. He was blessed with children. Let me remind you, folks, children are a blessing. Children are a blessing. And so always rejoice when God blesses a young couple here with children. And he was blessed with with being acceptable to his brethren. He was blessed. I like this. And let him dip his foot in oil. He was blessed with anointed steps. What a wonderful thing. And then he was blessed also with authority in battle. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And the last blessing, I believe, is what makes all of the other blessings work. It's the wish of Moses upon Asher. It is every man of God's wish, I think, for all of his people. As your pastor, it's my prayer for each and every one of you. May all of you be blessed with day by day strength. Did you see that? Isn't that a wonderful phrase there? Isn't that a blessing? He says this, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. This is what he's saying. May God match your days with the strength needed for that day. As your days, so shall your strength be. And so that is the way God provides us strength. It's kind of like taking our going to the Lord every morning and getting our daily dose of strength for that day. Those of you that from time to time have to go to a doctor and you take a prescription, you know what? They will break down the instructions of that prescription to be taken in daily doses. If you read, oftentimes it's kind of humorous the way they word things. They say, take one tablet twice a day. And I always think to myself, well, if I take it early in the day, how can I take that one tablet again later on in the day? And I guess it's just subject to interpretation, but how can you take one tablet twice a day? That's always been a mystery to me. If you are taking vitamins, and you know what? It's broken down in daily doses. And so the thing that would be disastrous and a lot of times hurtful and harmful was for you to think, well, I don't want to have to come and be bothered with this every day. And so what I'll do is, let's see, this is 30 days worth. I'll just go ahead and take all of those right now, and then I don't have to mess with it this month. And you're right. You won't have to mess with much of anything that month because you're going to be singing glory with the angels probably by the end of the day. Vitamins aren't that way. You know, you've got to discipline yourself. How many of you have a bottle of vitamins at home? How many of you have that? All right, good. How many took them this morning? I mean, if you're lying, you're dying. Okay, amen. See, now I put my hand up to encourage you to put your hand up, but I really should not have put my hand up because those vitamins that could help me are very safe and secure where they are right there in that bottle because I fail most days to discipline myself to simply go to the bottle and get my daily dose and take my vitamins. I yell at all the college students, are you taking your vitamins? And then I hang up and my wife yells at me for not taking my vitamins. But you know what? Hey, it's not going to do you any good until you go take them. You can have them. You can have a medicine, a cabinet full of things, supplements and different things that could help you. But you know what? If you don't take your daily dose, not only do you want to go get them, but you want to get the dose for that day. You want to take the proper amount that's prescribed. That is how God gives us his strength. He gives it to us in daily doses. In Psalms chapter number 90 and verse 10, the days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. And we see again the principle of God giving us our strength day by day as needed. He mets it out to us according to our need. Now I want to just point out several things about this blessing. And I want you to understand this blessing is for us today also. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. We can learn some things about our God and how he dispenses strength to his children. Number one, let's look at the provider of strength. Who is the provider of strength? Well, God is the provider of the strength that we need day by day. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, he giveth, speaking of God, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he, speaking of God, increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I think it's important, and I'll mention this to our youth because the portion of Scripture mentions youthfulness. But I think that one of the dangers of youth, and I address this, if you'll just bear with me and let me read a little bit out of the our masculinity book, young men should remember, tenet number 9, young men should remember, and by the way, all young people ought to remember this, that no matter how physically strong you are, a far superior supernatural strength can be accessed by learning to wait upon the Lord. Now, I'm talking to you about going to the Lord every morning and getting your vitamins. And you know what? He knows what you're going to need that day. And he's going to give you the amount of strength that you need, and you're going to find out that there are different types of strengths that he gives. He gives us different types of strengths depending on what we're going to have to face that day. We don't know what we're going to have to face that day, but he knows what we're going to have to face that day. And he's there, and he says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew your strength. You know what? It's available to you. He's there. He wants to give you what you're going to need today, and he knows exactly what you're going to need today. But you know what? It doesn't do any good if we don't get to the medicine cabinet. It doesn't do any good if we don't open the pages of this book. It doesn't do any good if we don't learn to wait upon the Lord. I wrote this, most young men are naturally strong. Physically they are. By the way, they are also impatient. That just seems to be part of youth. The idea of waiting, I mean, just the word waiting holds no attraction to the young. Youth wants to be active, to go, to do. It takes greater discipline for a young man to schedule each time each day to wait upon the Lord. The phrase wait upon the Lord is found 4 times in the Bible. It's a great study, by the way. To wait up means to twist together or to collect. Now think about this. Spending time with God each morning and choosing to walk with God each day twist together his immortal strength with our limited mortal strength or our mortal limitations. Now think about this. I have mortal limitations, but I have access to unlimited immortal strength that can be mixed together with my mortal limitations, which means then that I'm in a position where I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. But you know what? You have to wait upon the Lord. It allows you to collect his wisdom. Waiting upon the Lord does his guidance, his direction, so that your human labors and efforts accomplish much more than you could ever accomplish laboring in your own wisdom and strength. The young man, I want you to think about this. The young man wise enough and humble enough to acknowledge his need for God's power will run laps around the carnal or worldly youth who operates exclusively in his own power. I don't need to have morning devotions. I don't need to pray. You know what? I'm strong enough. I'm wise enough. Look at me. I'm in my youth. Why do I need to go wait upon the Lord? I got what I need. Think about this. The young man wise enough and humble enough to acknowledge his need for God's power will run laps around the carnal or worldly youth who operates exclusively in his own power. Say, preacher, where do you get that? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. I don't care how strong you think you are. You do need God. I don't care how self-sufficient you think you are and how much you think you've got figured out. You do need God. And the only reason some of you don't realize it now is, you know what? Real life hasn't slapped you upside the head yet. You're living in a bubble of mom and dad's protection and provision. But I'm going to tell you something. It isn't always going to be like that. And it'd be nice if you just went ahead and learned earlier, hey, whether I think I do or not, I need the Lord. And I need his strength day by day. And so, the young man that waits upon the Lord will understand that time spent in God's word each day will benefit him in everything he must accomplish that day. Folks, there's no difference between the spiritual and the practical. I think practical is spiritual. I don't care what you're doing, whether you're working at a factory or in an office preparing for a message, you need the strength and wisdom of God for that day. Prayer time for the wise young man is power time. Waiting for God will provide that young man with supernatural wisdom, strength, and endurance. It will also protect him from unwise decisions that sap hours from his day and add frustration to his mind. Time spent waiting for the Lord each day should include spent doing the following. I list five things: praising the Lord, praying before God, seeking wisdom from the scripture, emptying oneself of sin and self, seeking the filling of the Holy Spirit. Let me read the last here. Immaturity runs ahead in its own strength. That is immaturity, is not maturity. Immaturity runs ahead in its own strength with disdain towards those spiritual types who wait before the Lord. But immaturity is always outrun, outwitted, outworked by the young man who chooses to operate in the power and the wisdom of God. What are you saying? I'm saying there's a God in heaven that makes available to all of us, whether you're young or old, the strength that you need today, and you need to take time to twist together your mortal limitations with his unlimited immortal power, so that whatever you're asked to face that day, you're going to be able to do it. I've introduced to you the provider of the strength. Thank God for God. Thank God for God. The provider of the strength. Number two, the promise of strength. You say, preacher, you said a minute ago there's different types of strength. Yes, there is different types of strength. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. As thy days. Let me just tell you, there's going to be certain days that you need spiritual strength. You're going to need spiritual strength more than you understand. There's days that you're going to need physical strength. Yep, physical strength. I think as we get a little older and we begin to understand more and more our mortal limitations, more of us are starting to probably, around my age and older, are starting to spend a little more time saying, Lord, just give me the strength, physical strength I need for today to accomplish what I need to get done. The mental strength. Listen, folks, listen, I'm going to share some things with you. There's people that are spiritually stronger than others. But you know what? You do have available to you through God the spiritual strength that you need for today. For today. But you're not going to get it except you go to God. There's some people that are physically stronger than others. But I'm going to tell you what, we all need God's help when it comes to physical strength. There's some people that are, watch this, just mentally stronger than others. You say, preacher, I just feel like in some ways, you know what, I watch other people and it seems like they get things and things make sense to them and they figure out things faster. And it just seems like in that area, I, listen, you know what, there's everything that you need today. All of the mental strength that you need today is available at the throne of grace. You may not need what somebody else needs, but I promise you this, whatever you do need is available there at the throne of grace. Watch this, there's emotional strength. And what I've noticed, and by the way, you know what? What I've noticed is some people just have naturally a little bit of more emotional strength than other people have. But you know what? Listen to me. You say, well, preacher, I just wish, why didn't God just give me, I mean, why can't I be one of the people that have great spiritual strength and great physical strength and great mental strength and great emotional strength and great strength of will? Let me just say this. Watch this. You know what? You can get from God everything you need for every one of these areas. Every day it's available to you. But you know what? You have to understand that you have to go to the provider of strength to get the promise of strength. Now, let me say this. I don't care. And it's good for us sometimes to understand our strengths and our weaknesses. Sometimes it's good for us to understand. There's times where I've got to ask God for extra spiritual strength. I don't just go to God and say, Lord, give me strength. I try to understand what's going on in my life and where I seem to have failings in my life. And I pray specifically for that area. I pray at times when I know I'm going through spiritual battles and spiritual attacks, and I feel like that the devil's winning and he's weakening me spiritually, and I have to go to the Lord and say, Lord, give me the spiritual strength I need to get that. Watch this. Do you pray for tomorrow's spiritual strength? Do you pray for next week's spiritual? Hey, look, can I just share something with you? I don't worry a whole lot about what's going on down the road. I know that I need God today. And I'm more focused on God and getting from God what I need for today. You say, well, preacher, what about tomorrow? Well, I could spend half of today worrying about tomorrow. But then I think I've wasted the potential of today. Watch this. I can help some of you. I could spend most of today regretting yesterday. Some of you let the devil bring up the past and just beat you to death with it sometime. And I know he's good at doing that. He loves to do that. But you know what? You got to, you know, my dad used to say, you know what? When the devil reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future, you know. And you just tell him, get behind me, Satan. And you know what? That's under the blood. And I'm not going to let you, I'm not wasting today and losing opportunities today worried about something that happened a year ago or 5 years ago or 15 years ago or 20 years ago. I'm not going to worry about it. I need what I need for today. And so I want to accomplish some things today. Now, if I'm going to accomplish today what I need to accomplish spiritually, I'm going to need the strength to do it. And if I'm going to accomplish what I need to physically, I need the strength to do it. And if I need to accomplish what I need to accomplish mentally, then I need to get to where I can get that strength. And I'm going to need to face some things. And I don't care if you're a man or a woman. You know what? All of us need a certain amount of emotional strength. And you know what? I need to go to the Lord and get that emotional strength. And strength for of will. You know, just the strength to say no to the things that I ought to say no to and say yes to the things I ought to say yes to and exercise the will God's given me, have strength. I need that. Now look right up here. I'm going to teach you something if you'll let me. You say, preacher, I get this. There's all these different kinds of strengths. And you know what? I'm limited in some of these areas. And so you know what I've learned to do? Watch this. I'm afraid too many people do this. They self-evaluate where they're at. And I'm going to help you. If you'll let me help you, I'm going to tell you something. You have an opportunity to find a level of the strength of God and the ability to accomplish things that some of you have already checked off your list that's impossible for you to do, and it's not impossible for you to do. I want you to just give me a good hearing right now. To me, this may be the most important part of the message. Stay with me right here. The promise of strength. Well, a lot of times what we do is we self-evaluate, and it's not a bad thing because the Bible says that we ought to learn ourselves and to know ourselves. But you say, okay, in these areas, I'm just weaker. Now watch this. In these areas, I'm weaker. Maybe physically, I'm weaker, or mentally, I'm weaker, or emotionally, I'm weaker, or when it comes to strength of will, I'm weaker, or spiritually, I'm just weaker. And so what we do is we say, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Because I don't have as much strength in that area of my life or these areas of my life, I'm just going to play, watch this, I'm just going to play it safe. I'm just not going to try to accomplish much in that area of my life. I'm just going to kind of scale back. Now, folks, let me give you something. Listen, you can test your strength or you can rest on your weaknesses. I believe this. Watch this. You can live safely or you can live supernaturally. Now, I want to share something with you, and I hope you'll get this, all right? I'm going to lose you here. I understand that I have, as a human, limitations. And sometimes I look at a level of my spiritual strength at whatever place I'm at for that day. And I could say to myself, you know what? I'm really not that strong spiritually today, so I probably better not attempt much spiritually for the Lord. And so what we do is we look at what strength we do have and we scale back our efforts to match that amount of strength. But I'm going to tell you something. God didn't intend us to live that way. What he wants us to do is say, all right, I'm all for you evaluating. And by the way, thank God for the person that's humble enough to realize what our limitations are and our weaknesses are. But he does not want you to evaluate an area of weakness in your life and then try to just limit your activity to match the amount of strength that you have in that area of your life. What he wants you to do is go to him and get more for whatever you need to accomplish today. Preacher, I'd get involved more in soul winning and outreach, but the honest truth is I just don't feel like spiritually I am to the place where I have the strength and I have the wisdom to do that. Hey, I know where you can get more strength and wisdom to do that. I know where you can combine. Listen, I know a God that wants to take his immortal strength and bind it and twist it together with your mortal limitations and let you discover that you can do things that you didn't think that you can do. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Who in here ever thought, have you ever imagined that you could fly like an eagle? God's kind of using that. He's saying, you know what? We watch the eagle soar, and most of us want to spend our entire life saying, boy, I'll tell you what, he's lucky. I'll tell you what, man, too bad that's impossible for me. And God says, why don't you come to me and find out what's possible and impossible? I'm not spiritually strong enough to do this. Good, good, good. I know where you can get all the spiritual strength you need. And by the way, you watch this. You will not get a month's worth. but you can get a day's worth. You won't get a year's worth, but you can get a day's worth. Well, what am I supposed to do at the end of the day? Well, at the end of the day, you lay your head on your pillow and you thank the Lord, and then the next morning you go back and you say, Lord, I'm here again. Guess what? I need my daily dose of spiritual strength. Well, watch what I do. I'm going to tell you, and this is how I live, and I'm just telling you, this is I'm going to share a little testimony with you, and you take it from wherever else. And by the way, the more you risk, the more chances of failure that you're going to have in your life. But I don't want to play it safe my whole life. I don't want to say, all right, I'm going to plan what I feel like I can accomplish today through the strength of Jerry Ross. I don't want to live that way. Brother Jeff, if I live that way, I'm never going to accomplish a whole lot because Jerry Ross just ain't all that much. And so I look at my spiritual strength. Well, I better not try anything past this level because I'm about here today, or I'm about here today, or I'm about here today. Well, I got to, listen, there's a lot of things spiritually that needs to be accomplished. And so this is what I do. I like to push the envelope in every area of my life. I'm giving you something if you listen to it. I want to attempt something more spiritually than I know that I have the strength to accomplish. I want to push myself physically more. And by the way, that area of limitation for all of us, it varies a lot, doesn't it? I mean, it varies a lot. But I'm going to tell you something. I may not be able to do what somebody else does, but you know what, Lord? This is what I'm capable of, but I think with your help, I might just go ahead and be able to do this today. So I'm just going to push. I'm going to go get my daily dose, and then I'm going to push myself a little farther than I really feel like I by myself. Lord, I'm going to spend some time waiting on you because these things need to be done today, and the honest truth is I don't feel like I got the strength to do it. But dear Lord, they need to be done today. So I'm going to spend some time waiting. I'm going to tell you something. I'm telling you, there's a wonderful way to live. So many people spend their entire life operating within the boundaries of their mortal limitations. And to me, that is crazy because God never intended us as Christians to be limited by our own mortality, but to experience things through His strength and through His immortality that we couldn't even imagine. In most areas of my life, I won't go into all of them, but spiritually, you know what? I'm pushing the envelope. I take on things that I don't really have the spiritual strength to take on. By the way, one of those things is the devil. I'll go ahead and tell you, I don't have the spiritual strength to take him on every day, but you know what? I pick a fight with him just from time to time, just maybe out of old Greene County meanness, I don't know, but I just pick a fight with him. You say, why? Because I don't, well, you think you're all that? No, I know I'm not. I know on his bad day and on my best day, he can whoop me. But you know what? Greater is he that is in me than he's in the world. And I'm going to go get some strength. By the way, I'm going to get some strength from somebody he's scared of. And listen, I challenge the devil every day of my life. I challenge the devil. Listen, I lead this church so that we're a church that challenges the devil. Say, preacher, sometimes I feel like you're really putting us out there on a limb. Hey, guess who's waiting out on the limb if you'll just call out his name? Guess who's out there to help you? What I'm saying is I could look at where I am spiritually and say, okay, I'm going to play it safe, and I'm not going to try anything past that limitation that I have, or I can go to the Lord, and you know what? I can have my spirituality extended. Physically, honestly, folks, we're all in different places, and there some of our blessed senior saints, and you know your limitation. Preacher, you know what? If I could only do what I could do even 2 years ago or 4 years ago or 5 years ago, and there's some of our folks that are dealing with afflictions and physical problems, and preacher, you know what? I can't do what I did 10 years ago. And all right, what is your limitation? Well, it's about here. Well, why don't you just go ahead and push that a little bit? I'm not saying you have to go out and do anything crazy. I'm not telling you to go out, Mrs. Alley. Don't get on a dirt bike and try to do anything crazy. Don't go over here at Redbird. You know, don't go crazy. But I'm just saying that wherever you are in life and wherever you've already convinced yourself is your limitation, I promise you, if you'll go get your daily dose of spiritual vitamins, I'm not saying you might be able to do everything that the front row here could do, but you might find out that you can do some things you didn't think you could do. Come on, God is there. God's there. He says, what is your, watch this, what is your mortal limitation? Well, it's here, Lord. Okay, do you want to live there? Well, no. Well, why don't you come see me? Because as your days are, so shall your strength be. Listen, there's some things I want to accomplish. I think God sometimes on our prayer times, Jerry, there's some things I want you to accomplish. I said, Lord, I'm too tired to accomplish that. He said, I know you are, but I got some strength. Here's some things I want you to do for me. Lord, I'm too spiritually weak to do that. He said, yeah, I know, but I got some spiritual strength. If you'll come see me, if you'll wait upon me for a while. Here's what I want you to accomplish. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I push myself mentally. I choose to do things that mentally challenge me. I choose to do things that really are beyond my education and are beyond my mental abilities. And I choose to push the envelope. Do you feel capable of doing that? No. Then why do you do it? Because I just like God showing up. Because I like getting something done and saying, whoa, you know what? There's no way I could have done that. But you know what? God helped me do it. I'm going to tell you, there's an exciting way to live here. There's an exciting way to live. Most emotional. Let me talk to you about, you know, some of you, this is an area of battle in your life. Hey, preacher, I'm just don't feel like I've never, ever been as emotionally strong as I ought to be. I just feel like in that area, it's something I've struggled with. I've battled over, and it just seems like I fight depression more, and I fight discouragement more, and I fight anger more. It just seems like all the weaknesses of the emotions plague me. And so because of that, preacher, what I've done is I've figured out my limitations, and I'm just going to operate my little bubble here, and I'm not going to try anything outside of my little bubble, because that's my limit. Watch this. We even blame God. That's just how God made me. Well, okay. All right. And by the way, I would agree with you. There's some people that are just more emotionally strong than other people. But wait a minute. Why don't you push the envelope a little bit? Why don't you say, God, I don't know if I really emotionally can handle doing this, but it's a good thing. It's a right thing. And matter of fact, I know I can't. But could you give me the strength to do something that I'm not really capable? Listen, folks, there's an exciting way to live. You know what the blessing was from God through Moses to Asher? He said this. He says, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And God is the provider of the strength, but he gives the promise of the strength. And his promise is this. You know what? Are you spiritually weak? Do you have a limitation? And everybody, I don't care, the most spiritual person here still has a limitation to the spiritual strength that you have. But if you twist that limitation with God's unlimited power, you're going to find that you're going to be able to do things that you never thought you'd ever be able to do. I'd like for some of you just to kind of get brave. And I like some of you in the areas of service to God to just get a little courage. I feel like there's some of you, and I love you to death, but I think there's some of you, you know what, you've just decided, preacher, there's certain things I just can't do. I mean, you know what, I've tried it a few times, and it just hasn't worked. And just, you know what, you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. I don't want to get to heaven one of these days and have God say, this is what I wanted you to accomplish on this day. And by the way, I was waiting. To provide you the strength to do it. But you know what? You chose that day to live in your little bubble with your perceived limitations, and you did not access what I had for you, and you could have done this. And you think of giving an accounting to the Lord. I think if God gives us the strength to live day by day, I'm not sure God's not going to also, at the judgment seat, walk day by day through our lives. And how many days are we going to have to look at the Lord and see now as we stand in his presence and his glory and we see his unlimited knowledge and power and strength and all that was available to us, and we look at our little piddly efforts and our excuses and our perceived limitations and notions and all the things that we say and do that never allow us to ever step out and do anything beyond ourselves. Hey, God does not want you to live that way. We have Sunday school teachers that are very skilled, and now they've taught long enough. You could not, by the way, I mean they've earned the right for this. They are veteran Sunday school teachers. But why don't you go talk to them? And why don't you ask them about the first day that my dad went to him and said, hey, stop by my office. I want to talk to you about something. And you're running through your mind thinking, oh no, and you're going through the last several weeks. Okay, what did I do? What did I say? I'm probably in trouble over something. The preacher wants to see me. You talk to your spouse. I don't know what's going on, but the preacher wants to talk to me, and I don't know what's going on. What do you think he wants? And you call all your best friends, and what do you think? I don't know. Did you hear anything? No, I don't hear anything. Why don't you call Sister Donna? See if you can get any information about this meeting's about, you know. And you know, you're just in a panic, and you walked in, and you sat down, and he's got a Sunday school manual there, a teaching manual. And you look at it, and he kind of slides it over the table. And he says to you, you know, I've prayed about this, and I really think you could teach a Sunday school class. And you looked at him, and man, your mind's going a million miles an hour, and all you can think of is, you know what, no. There's this person, and you think of all the people more qualified and all the other teachers that have been doing it for years. And preacher, you don't understand. I don't have the spirituality to do it. Okay, maybe you don't, but I know somebody that has it, and he'll be willing to give you a daily dose of it any day you want it. I don't have the mental powers to do it. Well, maybe you don't, but I know somebody that every day. By the way, he's not going to give you a week's worth, and he's not going to give you a month's worth, and he's not going to give you a year's worth, but he's got enough for you this week to get you ready for next Sunday and to be able to teach it one more time. Come on now. And what I'm saying is, good night. I'm afraid we're going to spend our lives, if we're not careful, already with preconceived notions about who we are and what we can do and what we can't do. And some of us, hey, when's the last time you pushed the envelope in an area of your life? When's the last time you said, you know what, this needs to be done? Boy, I'll tell you what, I think so-and-so will be good, and so-and-so will be good, or this person will be good. What about you? Well, preacher, I couldn't do that. Then you might be the one that God wants to try it with. I don't know what it is, and I'm not making a whole lot of application here, but I'm going to tell you this. If there's something the Lord's bringing to your heart right now, you ought to think about it. We were blessed to hear Sister Tanya get up and sing a special this morning, and just did a great job. Man, I've been walking around all afternoon singing Bend the Knee, Brother, Bend the Knee. And you think, well, my goodness sakes, it must have been great just to be born with the ability to walk up and sing a special in church. But I promise you this, if you go talk to her, there was the first time. And I'm going to tell you, there was the weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, and there was the hand wringing and the worry, and oh my goodness, and Pastor wants me to do a solo. Not only wants me to do a solo, I mean a solo. And every morning you get up and you test your voice, and you're half praying that you'll lose your voice so that you can call him and tell him, sorry, I've got a cold, I can't do this. And you walk up, and this is the first time a person sings. This is how you know it's their first time. Just go ahead and watch, because the entire time the pulpit's shaking and you're kind of looking around and is there an earthquake? You know, you're a little scared. Should we get downstairs in the basement? Should we run outside? You know, and it's not, there's not an earthquake. It's just somebody in a pure panic because, you know, watch this. You know what? Because for the first time they're stepping out past what they thought they could do. And I'm going to tell you something. I sound great in the shower, but I don't think I shower. But I don't think I sound all that good up here. And man, we get doubts. All of a sudden, here comes all the human doubts. And here comes this. And what's the people going to say? And who do I look at? And who do I not look at? And you know, what do I do? And what if my voice cracks? And guess what? You know what? You spend a lot of time begging God. You spend a lot of time begging. Hey, bus captain, remember when the pastor asked you to be a bus captain? And all of the inadequacies and all of the fears and all of the thoughts that ran through your mind and the responsibilities. And I remember when I was in Bible college and they approached me about being a bus captain. I remember the week before, the first weekend on my route. And I remember I spent the entire, I prayed more that week than probably the weeks of my life, that when we review it in heaven, it may be one of the strongest prayer weeks I ever had. You know why? Because watch this. I was asked to do something that I did not believe I had the spiritual strength and the wisdom and the mental capacity to know how to do. And because I was asked to do that, I ran to somebody who had all of those things. And I remember saying, oh, God, you got to help me. You got to help me. You got to help me. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do this. They, for some reason, they think I know what I'm doing. And I don't know what I'm doing. And then, Lord, I don't know how to motivate workers, and I don't know how to visit, and I don't know what to say, and preacher, you see, look, watch this. This is why some of you, this what I'm talking about tonight has kept some of you out of the bus ministry. And you know what? You've signed, sealed, and delivered that. You've put it in an envelope, and you put it away, and you won't even consider it ever again in your life because you know what? You're not a bus person. Well, neither were most of the bus workers, bus people, before they became bus people. But I'm going to tell you something. You may decide, and I know the bus ministry is not for everybody, but I can tell you this. It's for a lot more people than it's involved in it right now at Blessed Old Baptist Church. You go ahead and just stay in your little safe area, but you're never going to know what it's like to stand out here during invitation time and watch a children's worker walk down the aisle with a couple little kids that God led you to their house on Saturday, and God gave you the words to somehow talk that mom into putting them on the bus. And you're never going to know the feeling of seeing them walk up and the feeling that goes through your heart and the joy that comes over your soul. And then the preacher's talking to them, and you're sure hopefully they haven't been brought in because they tried to set a building on fire. Hopefully they're not being brought up to be publicly reprimanded. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's what I think it is. And then the preacher says, hey, we have so-and-so here, little Susie, and she's from Route, and your route is called. And I'm going to tell you something, all of a sudden the tears of joy. Listen, hey, you don't get that by staying in your comfort zone. You don't get to experience all of these things. I mean, the most exciting moments of my Christian life is where I believed that my limitation was here. And so I just kind of want to live about up here and get a little close to live here. But really, there's something over there I wanted, but I didn't know how. I don't have the strength to do that. I don't have the wisdom to do that. I don't have the smarts to do that. But Lord, you know what? Somebody needs to do that. And a lot of times I've looked this way and looked that way, and there's nobody else. And so you know what I do? I just get on my, watch this. Wherever your line of limitation is, let me just leave you with this. Whatever your line of limitation is, that's a good place to put your knees right there. That's a good place to put an altar. Say, God, I can't go past. I can't do it in my own strength. I can't do it in my own wisdom. I don't have the mental strength. Here it is. And yet look at all that out there. Have the smarts to build a building, oversee all that. Jerry Ross don't have the smarts to drive over here, for years we did it, and weep over a side of the county that's not being reached. And I mean, that's for other people to do. Listen, folks, you know what I want Blessed Hope to do? I want Blessed Hope Baptist Church collectively. Let's figure out where the line is, and let's just line up in prayer wherever that line is, and let's ask God, take us past this line. Preacher, I've looked at our ministry and I've evaluated, and I think, you know what, we're capable of achieving these things with the kind of people we have and the area we have, and so many people spend time rationalizing that type of thing. All right then, that's what we can do with our human limitation. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hey, don't you want to, from time to time, just experience something supernatural, where all of a sudden you start walking over into glory land here. Closing illustration here, Brother Moses was. He's closing down the book of Deuteronomy. Think he knew what he was talking about here? He took an entire nation up to a line. Come on now. He took them up to a line. He took them up to a river. He sent in 12 spies. And 10 of them came back and said, you know what? Oh, my goodness, you wouldn't believe what's over there. And it is glorious. But it is our limitation. We can't do it. Old Brother Joshua and Brother Caleb, that the preacher talked about in Sunday school hour, said, you know what? You're right. We can, but God can. Come on. Let's twist our mortal limitations with God's immortal strength, and let's just take a step into that river. Guys, listen, let's take one step into the river and see what happens. No! When the Bible says they discouraged the people. And you know what happened? They turned around and they walked back into a wilderness, and they wandered for 40 years, and every single man that was man that said no to that, they buried out there in the sand somewhere. And they never got to see anything past that. And here Brother Moses is, and he's about to check out. Next chapter, he checks out. He's on to heaven. And he said, Asher, let me tell you something that there would have been a day it had been good for me to remember, and that's this. As your days are, so shall thy strength be. And you know what? If you'll just go to God every day and say, Lord, I need to do this today, but I don't have the strength to do it, so I'm going to need to borrow some. He's going to open up a daily dose, and you're going to have, whether it's spiritual strength or the physical strength or the mental strength or the emotional strength or just the strength of will, he's going to give you what you need for that day. Heavenly Father, help us as your dear children, dear God, with all of our frailties and, Lord, all of our weaknesses and, Lord, our constant battle with the flesh and the world and the devil and, Lord, all of our sinfulness and Lord, all of the times that we're unworthy, dear God, with all of the limitations that we have, dear God, may we learn to wait upon the Lord. May we learn to go to the one who has the day-by-day strength. Lord, I don't know what the people of Blessed Hope Baptist Church is going to face on this Monday, this tomorrow, the dawning of a new day, but I know this. Whatever they have to face, you've got the strength available so that they can face what they've got to face. I don't know what family's going through what, and Lord, most of us are pretty private people, and the honest truth is most of us just go to our prayer closet, and so I don't always know, but I know this. I know whatever they need for tomorrow, it's there. And Lord, you're not going to give them Tuesdays tomorrow, you'll give them Mondays tomorrow. And Lord, manna, it couldn't be stored overnight, it'd go to rot. And so we have to go every morning and we have to get what we need to provide us the strength for another day. Lord, I want to pray for people at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Lord, you know the needs. And dear God, my heart went all over the congregation this morning. I just sat on the platform and I looked at all of the faces and I thought of all of the different challenges and all of the different things that people are facing here and some of the frustrations of life and some things that are in their control and some things out of their control. And Lord, just all of the heartaches that seem like come with life and yet there's still such a great work to do. Lord, I pray, dear God, that we wouldn't allow, Lord, our mortal limitations to prevent us from experiencing the supernatural power of God in our lives. Please minister to each one tonight according to your will. We pray these things in Jesus' name.